Southern Humboldt Housing Opportunities is one step closer to fulfilling its organizational mission of providing adequate shelter for SoHum's unhoused population, thanks to a new state grant. The local nonprofit has recently been awarded $3.5 million. Patty Ray, SHOW's board president and longtime advocate, explains that the organization was established in response to a pressing community need. Southern Humboldt currently lacks a designated shelter, even during inclement weather, following the closure of the Garberville Vets Hall in 2015. The following year, members of the community began offering grassroots assistance to the area's most vulnerable population, leading to the formation of SHOW in 2018. Since then, the board of directors and supporters have been diligently working to establish a safe camp and tiny house village, which is on the verge of becoming a reality.
And we did it, SoHum! Yay!
That was Patty Ray sharing her excitement on the recent allotment of $3.5 million from the Encampment Resolution Funding Program grant. Following the state's appropriation of $400 million in 2022 to assist local jurisdictions in ensuring the safety and wellness of people experiencing homelessness in encampments, and help transition individuals into safe and stable housing using a data-informed, coordinated approach.
This funding provides our community with transitional emergency housing to the tune of $3.5 million for a three-year project that will assist our homeless to permanent housing. Isn't that great? This funding covers purchase of property and upgrades to outreach workers, a rapid rehousing person, security, secured sleep areas, and oversight of the 10 sleeping areas and 5 car camps. People will receive services to help them adjust from 24/7 survival mode to consistently feeling safe, fed, and sheltered, this leading to a permanent housing situation.
SHOW has created a strategic plan that will be implemented over the next 3 years, which includes expanding their services, creating a safe camp resource center, and implement a transitional housing program.
People that are living outdoors, it's not easy for them to transition into indoor living. And so a safe camp would allow people that want to be in a tent, be in a tent, but also have amenities of being in a secure or safe, as we know, there's darn villains out there that are preying upon a lot of our unhoused people. But it gives them an opportunity, you know, to be a part of building community within themselves, because they like living differently than we do. And so we would actually support that, meet them where they are, so to speak.
In addition to the safe camp, SHOW plans on constructing a tiny house village, which, as defined by the county's housing element, is a grouping or clustering of 3 or more tiny houses that are either movable or detachable, with sanitary, laundry, cooking, and dining facilities.
Providing kitchen and showers and laundry and facilities that will make things easier for our friends, our community members. And fortunately for us, everything is going in that direction as far as the county and the ordinances and, you know, allowing for people to have these independent living units on their property. And this is going to play right into what we're doing. So all the cards, everything's falling into place. We're pretty excited about it.
The County Planning Commission took up its draft Tiny House Village and Emergency Housing Village Ordinance on April 18th, which, once passed, will allow for zoning changes that aim to remove the barriers to creating these sites. But Ray says SHOW isn't stopping there, and the group also is working to provide transitional housing, which helps to transition residents into permanent affordable housing.
The time in transitional housing will probably average about 4 months. $1.4 million is for a pool of funds to assist and support in paying rent over 2 years. This gives landlords a guarantee of rent being paid. Those participating in this program who are physically able can earn money stipends in exchange for work, helping to cover their personal expenses and whatnot. We are largely serving longtime locals who found themselves without shelter for one reason or another and need our help. 31 people that I know that were born and raised here or have been here over 15 years. So we're helping our own is what we're doing.
Show board member Diana Coppythorne believes that the transitional housing facility will help to launch community-wide revitalization.
I strongly believe that SHO is doing the groundwork to help bring positive change to our community. The foundation of SOHUM is strong. There is already a deep sense of community, feeling connection and supporting one another. There is cohesion, being able to work together, and a really strong history of collective action and advocacy on projects that are needed in the community. The ripple effect, though, will be improving the quality of life for everyone in SOHUM. An opportunity for us all to work together, bring about long-term community change.
This grant requires recipients to spend at least 50% of the funds by June of 2025. And Ray says SHO is hitting the ground running.
We do not want to have people out in the winter next year. So our goal is to have this up and running. And while we're doing this transitional sheltering, emergency sheltering, we will also be looking for grants and going towards the Safe Camp and Tiny House Village funding.
SHO has identified a property and is hoping to begin the escrow process before the end of summer, and will share more details once things are finalized. And in the meantime, Ray says she will continue to work closely with members of the houseless community.
In fact, the Constitution, which was created 5 years ago, which is Camp Rules, was done by three people in the camp that we'll be using, you know, as guidelines. So absolutely, they have to be a part of all this. We've been building bridges.
At a homelessness town hall in Redway in 2022, Humboldt County Sheriff William Hansel announced that he supports the idea of a safe camp because it removes enforcement restrictions on individuals camping on state land. However, some community members aren't convinced and describe the project as enabling. We asked Ray to comment.
What I can say to that is, after somebody's been down on luck and having to live out in the elements and dealing with constant 24/7 survival mode, they need a little help. And the last thing I'd want to do is enable anybody. What I'd like to see is empowering people. And part of that will be developing cottage industries and ways for people to be able to start working when they're healthy enough. It's going to take a minute, you know, to heal from so many years of being outside. But I see good things on the horizon as far as empowering people.
Southern Humboldt Housing Opportunities will be tabling at the Daisies in Redway on May 4th and at the Daisies in Garberville on May 31st, and invite anyone with questions or concerns to drop by.
This program is a stepping stone to a safe camp and a tiny house village to help our local unhoused. Through joint effort of not only our community, but also the county and state reps, we can provide services that address the lack of housing, health, and safety for those who are homeless in our community. So we're all working together, like our community always does and always has done. And it just thrills me that we're able to do this.
Coppythorne also encourages others to get involved.
SHO is really shaped by the people who are actively participating, the board members, the volunteers. We all make it up. We'd like to be more visible in the community so people can see the work that we're doing and hopefully get some fundraisers up and running this year, because even with the grant money, we still need basic funds to have the overhead costs and to, keep things running while we're getting things in place. And again, we welcome everybody's input and, questions. Please come out and talk with us, see what we're up to, take part. And today we would like to extend that invitation to all of you who feel the call to join us in our effort. Just remember that everyone out there has the power to make a difference and be a part of this amazing journey.
You can learn more about Southern Humboldt Housing Opportunities and their projects at sohumhousing.org. KMA News will continue to share updates as the project unfolds.